弟兄姊妹好。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们在聚会开始，先要讲到我们很大的一个错误。
And I want to share a mistake that we have before the meeting starts.
一进来看见上面写的那个大会的题目。
And when we walk in and see the theme of the conference.
把题目写错了。
And it is wrong.
我们的题目，教会是基督的心腹。
And the theme of this year is that church is the bride of the Christ.
上面写的是教会是基督的身体。
And but it says church is the body of Christ.
身体跟心腹差得太远了。
There's a big difference between body versus the bride.
所以现在改革我没有办法改了。
We can change that easily.
大家都要看见身体，就要读作心腹。
When you see the word body, switch it to the word bride.
这是我们完全不讲身体。
Because this conference, we will not be speaking about the word body.
我们集中一个焦点，讲心腹。
We'll focus on the bride.
我们这是题目很重要。
And this is a very important subject.
跟神的儿女发生那么密切的关系。
Because it is closely related to us children of God.
那是教会。最后的荣耀出现
because that is the ultimate glory appearing as a church.
我们每一个神的儿女都在里面
and every child of God has a part in that.
看见我们末了的时候是怎样荣耀出现的
and we will see what a glory we have at the end.
我们现在就该知道我们怎样的追求
so we need to know it now so we know how to pursue it.
我们怎样的经历
And we need to know how to experience that.
我们怎样的侍奉
And how to serve accordingly.
能够知道我们今天的脚步
And we know that how to walk our walk today.
所以我们在聚会开始的时候
Therefore, at the beginning of the summer conference,
还是要说几句话
And there's still a few words I want to share.
夏令会最重要的一件事
The most important thing for a summer conference,
还不是重在信息。
It's not the messages.
最重要的是。
The most important thing is.
是弟兄姊妹来追求主。
That we come to pursue the Lord Himself.
我们这四天专一来追求主。
In these 4 days, let us focus on pursuing the Lord Himself.
所以每一个人都要祷告。
Therefore, everyone should pray to Him.
我们在聚会里面追得到了主没有？
Do you meet the Lord in the meeting?
遇见了主没有
？Do you meet the Lord in the meeting?
得到主回去，我们才得了这个聚会了。
You have to obtain the Lord and go home. Then you say you it's worth the trip.
第二才是信息。
And the second important thing will be the secondary one will be the messages.
信息也是很重要、啊。
Messages are important.
但遇见主是最最重要的。
And not as important as meeting the Lord.
我们大家都立下一个心志，好不好
？Therefore, let's all make up our mind.
这四天做什么
？What are we going to do here in these 4 days?
大家明白了没有？追求主。
To pursue the Lord.
每一个人都要得着主。
And everyone shall have the Lord.
都要遇见主。
Meet the Lord.
我们聚会成功了。
Then we say we have a successful conference.
弟兄姊妹若不遇见主，我们聚会是空的。
Otherwise, this would just be an empty gathering.
所以我们都知道这个聚会的重要的信息。
So we need to know the important thing about this conference.
然后我们来读今天的圣经。
And then we can start reading the scriptures.
以弗所书一章三到六节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 to 6.
大家翻到没有
Have you found it?
翻到了一起来读
If you have, we can read it together.
来大家一起读
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read it together.
弟兄姊妹没有参加一起来读
Let's read it together. Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will.To the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves.
好，我 我们读神的话是个很大的享受啊。
You know, reading the word of God is an enjoyment.
大家都要享受着来读啊。
So when you read it, enjoy it.
7-14节。
Verses 7-14. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding, and he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In him we were also chosen, having predestined according to the plan of him, works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
90篇, 1-2节.
Psalms 90, verses 1 and 2.
我们基督。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
约翰福音一章一到四节。
John chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
18节。
Verse
18.刚才读十二到十三。对不起。
Sorry, excuse us.
对不起。
Hold on.
读十二节到十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 14. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decisions or a husband's will, but born of God.The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and who is, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
18节
Verse 18. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
创世纪一章一到五节。
Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness.God called the night day, and the darkness he called night.
26-28.
Verses 26-28. And God said, Let's make man in our image and our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him.Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground.
好，我们快读完了。马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
13-20.
Verses 13-20.When Jesus,
이시도
Together, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by men, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ.
启示录十章一到七节
Chapter 10 verses 1 to 7 Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was robed in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which laid open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And he gave a loud shout like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voice of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write. But I heard a voice from heaven saying, Seal up what the seven thunders had said and do not write it down. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. And he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, There will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants the prophets.
11章
Chapter 11
数节
Verse 15 The seven angels sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
好，今年我们的信息主题教会是基督的心腹。
And the theme of the conference this year is that church is the bride of Christ.
新耶路撒冷的意象。
And the vision of the new Jerusalem.
这是和我们每一个神的儿女有切身的关系。
And this is closely related to every one of us.
我们都要看见我们将来最后出现荣耀出现的时候怎样的。
Because we shall all see our ending in
glory. 看见了这件事。
Once we see that glorious ending,
才知道我们今天该有怎样的追求。
Then we know how to pursue the Lord in this time.
怎样去经历。
How to experience the Lord now.
怎样来侍奉。
How to serve Him accordingly.
教会是基督的心腹。
Church is the bride of Christ.
要明白这件事。
We need to understand that.
先要明白神的永远的计划。
First, we need to understand God's eternal plan.
弟兄姊妹必须要知道我们的神是会有计划的神。
We gotta know that our God is God that has a plan.
神行做万事。
And he does all things.
都根据他的计划。
In accordance with his plan.
那神的计划是什么呢?
So what is God's plan then?
以弗所书第一章。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
十节、十一节。
Verses 11 and 10.
保罗两次用计划这个字。
Twice Paul used the word plan.
这圣经里面未有的地方讲到神的计划。
And this is the only place in the entire Bible talk about God had a plan.
中文圣经都没翻出来。
And you know, it's not in the Chinese translation.
原文圣经最大的一个字就是计划。
And this is true in the original context.
照着神的计划。
In accordance with his plan.
在日期满足的时候。
And when the day is fulfilled.
叫天上 地上一切所有的
to bring all things in heaven and on earth
都在基督里面同归于一
together under one head
这几件事情我们知道了
so this is the first thing we need to know
神永远计划是什么
what is God's eternal plan
最后要得着一个在基督里同归于一的个新造宇宙
which is to obtain for himself a oneness in a universe, a new universe.
十一节跟着说
and verse 11 follows,
我们也在这个计划里面统得基业
that in him we were also chosen,
叫神的荣耀
have been predestined according to the plan of him.
在我们这首先有盼望的人身上得到称赞
in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of his glory
保罗正在讲了两句伟大的话
these are two great sentences by Paul
讲到神的计划
it talks about God's plan
神是有计划的神
because our God is a God that has a plan
神做一切的事都按照他的计划
God does everything in according to his own plan
神的计划什么呢
what is his plan
要得着一个在基督里同归于一的新造宇宙
is to obtain for himself this one new universe in him
而在这个新造宇宙里面
and in this new universe
教会先得了基业
the church has inheritance in this
所以保罗讲的永远计划什么
so what is the eternal plan that Paul is talking about
就是基督和教会
that is Christ and his church
我们听得更糊涂了
are you confused now?
神的永远计划到底什么呢
So what is God's eternal plan then?
是基督和教会
It is Christ and his church
然后保罗在以弗所整个第一章的里面
In the entire chapter 1 of Ephesians
来解释这件事
Paul tried to explain this
解释神的永远的计划
He tried to illustrate what's God's plan
他分三个段落来解释
And he separated into three phases or paragraphs
第一个段落他说父的 工作
First paragraph talks about the work of the father
第二个段落说子的工作
And then the work of the son
第三个段落圣灵的工作
and then the work of the Holy Spirit
保罗的思路非常清楚啊
and he is well organized in his thoughts
分三个段落来讲是永远的计划
so in three paragraphs he describes the work of God
第一父的工作
first the work of God
第二子的工作
secondly the work of the Son
主耶稣的工作
that's the work of Jesus
第三
and then
the 圣灵的工作
the work of the Holy Spirit
读完这个你才知道了神的永远计划了
you know, So with all this information we understand fully the plan of God
要得到什么
So what do we want
而神怎样把它做成功的
What does God want and how does he achieve it
从父子圣灵三方面来说这个永远计划
And from the triune God Father, Son and the Holy Spirit to describe this and complete this plan
保罗是伟大的文学天才
And Paul is a genius
没有人赶得上他
And he is such a great genius
以弗所第一章啊
Chapter 1 of Ephesians
除了头一句他问候的话之外
Other than the, in the beginning he had a, a very simple greeting
整个第一章
The rest of the chapter 1
在文法上是个完整的 sentence 一个句子
It's one sentence
真是个文学天才
He is indeed a literature genius
以后讲了这么多的事
He can describe so many things
讲完父子圣灵的工作
including the work of the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit
他文法上面是用了一个 整个句子
Grammar wise, it only takes one sentence
哇世界上没有第二人会做这件事的
I don't think you can find anyone else can do this
先说父神的工作
First he talks about the work of the Father
在没有创造世界以前
Before the creation of the world
就在基督里预定了我们
He has predestined us in Christ
叫我们因着基督得着儿子的名分
And through Christ we can have the sonship
我把它讲得特别简单那弟兄姊妹都能记得、啊、
And I try to make it simple so that you understand and remember
父的工作什么呢
What is the Work of the Father.
父的工作两件事。
Two things.
第一件事
First,
拣选。
To choose us, predestine us.
第二件事叫我们在主里面 得着儿子名分。
Secondly, he adopted us as his sons through Christ.
这是父的工作。
That's the work of the Father.
在基督里拣选了我们。
That he has chosen us in Christ.
在创立世界以前。
As before the creation of this world.
在基督里就拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in Christ.
就我们这些人呢，很了不起啊。
So you know we are a big deal.
我什么时候变成基督徒的啊
？When did I become a Christian？
我变成基督徒年日很长。
It's been a long time。
72年了。
About 72 years by now。
那你可能只有几个月。
Maybe in your case just a few months。
在神看我和你差不多。
But in God's eyes, we're about the same.
在神看我们得救的根源呢
？Because the root of our salvation。
那个根源呢？世界还没有被造了。
Occurred it was before the creation of the world。
我们所看见的万有万物还没有存在呢。
At that time, what we can see with our eyes today did not even exist.
神就知道了你和我的名字了。
At that time, God knew your name and my name.
在基督里拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in Christ back then.
信不信啊
？Do you believe that?
信不信？我今天告诉你，就是这样。
Whether you believe or not, that is the fact.
在基督里拣选了我们。
He has chosen us in Christ.
千千万万人当中把我们拣选出来了。
Among millions.People, God has selected us.
为什么拣选了我们呢
？Why us?
为什么不拣选别人呢
？Why not somebody else?
我们怎么被拣选了呢
？Why us?
我也不知道。
I have no idea.
是不是因为我们特别好啊
？Because we are better?
不是的。
No.
是不是我们比别人有什么强啊
？Are we superior than others?
不是的。
No.
我们和所有的人都一样的。
We are just like everyone else.
真是一个不足道的一个罪人啊
！We are really insignificant sinners.
什么原因拣选了我
？So why did God choose me?
没有人知道。
Nobody understands.
我们只能说这是神的大怜悯。
All we can say is His grace.
千万人中没有拣选别人，拣选了我。
That He did not choose others but me.
你有没有这个感觉啊
？Do you always feel that way?
我信主之后啊
，After I believe in the Lord.
很短的时间。
For a brief period of time.
在上海。
I was in Shanghai.
有一天我走这个南京路上，这个急得不得了啊
One day I was walking on this busy street.
人山人海啊
There are a lot of crowd.
我在那么多人当中一起走路
I was walking in the crowd.
忽然我一看啊
And I look around.
在这么多人当中啊
I suddenly realized among all these people.
可能只有我一个人信主的了
I may be the only Christian.
可能我一个人蒙了恩典了。
I may be the only one that has been blessed by God.
我站在那里流泪啊。
I couldn't help but tear up.
为什么他们都不蒙拣选我这一个人呢
？How come they were not chosen but me?
千千万万的人在这里。
There are millions upon millions of people.
为什么我蒙拣选了呢
？Why was I chosen?
不明白。
I don't understand.
我是个不足道的罪人。
I am just a sinner.
连我自己都爱不了自己。
I don't even love myself.
我自己都看不起自己啊。
I despise myself.
神却在基督里拣选我们。
Yet God has chosen me in Christ.
在创世以前拣选了我。
And before the creation of the world.
给我们定下一个最大的命运。
And He predestined a great fate for us.
叫我们得到儿子的名分。
That He wants to adopt us as His son through Jesus Christ.
什么叫儿子名分
？What is sonship?
儿子名分太大了。
That is a great thing.
这个父亲若是今天美国最有钱的人吧。
Imagine the richest man in this country.
我们能不能随便说我是他的儿子啊
？Can you go to him and say, "Hey, I'm your son"?
那不可以的。
No, you can't.
不要说他不承认。
Not only he doesn't agree.
我这样说我犯法的。
Actually, it's illegal for me to claim that.
大家都觉得我这人存心不良啊。
People think I may have evil motive by saying that.
因为他有钱，我就说我是他的儿子。
Just because he's rich, so I say I'm your son.
想分他一点钱呢、啊、
？So that I can have part of it.
太可怜了，一分钱分不到的嘛。
Unfortunately, I won't get even a penny from him.
我不是他的儿子、啊。
Because I am not his son.
是他的儿子，不需要讲。
If I were his son, I didn't have to pronounce
him. 我就是儿子。
I am his son by birth.
父亲一切所有。
Everything my father has.
都是我的。
It's mine, naturally.
不需要努力。
I don't have to work hard to gain those.
不需要做什么。
I don't have to do anything.
是因为一件事，我是他的儿子。
It's all because I am his son.
他生了我。
He gave birth to me.
他把生命给了我。
He gave me life.
他一切都是我的。
Therefore, everything he has is mine.
这叫做儿子名分，明
白了吧？ That's what a son is about. That's the sonship.
美国一个财主算什么呀？
Oh, even richest man in this world is nothing.
全世界财主加起来算的什么呀？
You put all the wealthy men together in this world, they are still nothing.
我们的父亲创造宇宙万有的神呢、啊、
Because my father is the God who created heaven and earth.
所有受造都是神的、
啊、All the creation is my father.
神自己的本性多丰富啊
What a full and abundant father I have.
神是一切
He is everything.
我们是他的儿子
And we are his children.
父神说是的
Whatever my father is,
父神所有的
，whatever he has，
父神所做的
，whatever he has done，
都是我的
，are all mine。
是不是这样
？Isn't that true？
是不是这样
？Amen， Hallelujah。
你想过这件事没有
？Have you given a thought about that before？
有，我认这个弟兄想到这件事，一个人在房间里发疯了。
I've known this Christian brother. Every time he thought about these details, he couldn't hold himself.
大叫起来了。
He was crying loudly in his own room.
弟兄姊妹们
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
父神所做的永远的工作
And that is the eternal work our Father God has done.
叫我们在基督里得到儿子的名分
He predestined for us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
基督怎样是神的儿子
How Jesus is the Son of God.
我们在那里面都是神的儿子
And in Jesus Christ, we are also sons of God.
基督怎样承受万有
How Christ inherits all things.
我们在基督里面和他一同承受万有
And through him, we inherit all too.
这是永远计划复生这一段。
That is the work in God's everlasting plan.
然后他说到子神那一段。
And how about the part of the Son God?
先说宝血。
First, we have to know the precious blood.
因着主的宝血。
And through the blood of the Lord.
我们成为国民。
We can now become his people.
我们成为复生的祭司。
We can become his priests.
先提宝血。
First, let's talk about the precious blood.
主的宝血太大了。
His blood is indeed a great thing.
宝血有无限的能力和权柄。
Because there's immense, unlimited power.
我们神的儿女都知道宝血有大能。
We all know there is power in his blood.
宝血有大权柄。
And there's great privilege.
今天我们要说为什么宝血有大能。
But I want to tell you why there's power in the blood.
为什么
？Why？
圣经只有一处圣经讲这件事。
There's only one scripture talk about this.
利未记十七章十一节。
Leviticus chapter 17.
特别讲到血是什么
？It talk about blood.
那你说活的魂在血中。
It talks about soul life is in the blood.
我把这个血赐给你们。
I have given you this blood.
在坛上。可以为你们赎罪。
It can redeem you on my altar.
活的魂在血中。
Because the soul life of living things is in its blood.
所有活的魂都在血中。
That applies to all lives.
主耶稣成为人。
And Jesus came as a man.
他也一样。
He was the same.
他在十架。
On the cross.
最后完成他的工作。
When he completed his work.
为我们流宝血。
By shedding his precious blood.
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
主流血。
The Lord shed his blood.
就是主舍命。
Which means he gave his life for us.
他把他的魂生命放下了。
He let down his own soul life.
主放下他的生命。
He let go of his own life.
我们才得了主的生命。
So that we can gain his life.
在以赛亚书五十三章啊。
In Isaiah chapter 53.
这章圣经专门讲到主耶稣的。
That is the chapter talks about Lord Jesus Christ.
从今天人称五十三章为弥赛亚章了。
And that is the chapter of Messiah.
从他的降生讲到他地上为人。
That chapter describes how he was born.
讲到他十架的死
how he grew up and how he
讲到他的复活
and his resurrection
讲到他的升天
his ascension
讲到他的再来
and his second coming
你们回去读米赛亚五十三章太伟大了
if you go and spend some time reading chapter 53 of Messiah 讲到主的死 it talks about his death
他不说流血
it does not say that he shed his blood
他说将魂放下
it says heLet down of his soul life.
以至于死
To the point of death.
他就不说主流血到死
It does not say he bled to death.
将魂放下
But he put down his own soul life.
以至于死
To the point of death.
主为什么要这样做
Why did Jesus do that?
把他最宝贵的魂生命放下
He let go of his precious soul life.
做我们的赎价
To be our redemption.
因为当在约翰一书啊
，Because in John chapter one，
第三章
，First John， it talks about
约翰讲的话。
In chapter three， John says，
约翰为着世界这个名字定了一个定义。
John defined the found a definition for the word world。
什么叫做世界
？He said， What is the world？
他大凡世界上的事
，Things of this world，
就三大类。
There are three kinds。
肉体的情欲
，and the desire of the flesh。
眼目的情欲
，the desire of eyes，
今生的骄傲
，and the pride of this life，
全世界事都归在这三类里面。
These three things pretty much included everything in this world。
当初亚当犯罪的时候
，when Adam sinned，
仇敌的引诱亚当就这三件事。
And the devil came to tempt him through these three things。
就是看见分别三个树的果子。
First， he tried to show him that fruit， the forbidden fruit。
第一件事好吃。
First, it's tasty.
肉体的情欲发动了。
That triggered the desire of flesh.
第二的果实非常好看。
And it looks nice.
悦人的眼目。
It's beautiful.
眼目的情欲发动了。
That's the desire of the eyes.
第三，吃了很像神。
Then when you eat it, you'll be as smart as God.
今生的骄傲发动了。
And that triggered the pride of the flesh.
亚当吃了。
So Adam took it.
亚当吃了，人的魂堕落了。
And then his soul life fell.
不是身体堕落。
Not his body yet.
身体是个执行的工具就是了。
And body was just a mechanism carrying out that fall.
亚当是用魂犯罪。
And Adam sinned through his soul life that day.
魂堕落了。
His soul life fell.
当主耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
主耶稣完成赎罪的大功。
And he completed the great work of redemption.
主就付上自己的魂。
By laying down his own soul life.
用魂来赎魂。
Through his soul life, he redeemed our soul lives.
完成了完全的救赎。
And he completed the salvation.
所以保罗在提多书里说。
Therefore, in the book of Titus, Paul
said, 你们是用重价买回来的。
You were purchased through great price.
我们买我们的价值多重啊。
You know how costly was the price to redeem us?
主耶稣魂的美丽。
That is the beautiful life of Jesus was the price.
把天上父神都震动了。
And that beauty shook the heart of Father in heaven.
主啊，这样伟大的魂舍了。
God saw this beautiful life was laid down for us.
做你做我的赎价。
To be the price of our redemption.
是我们的价值重不重啊
？And isn't that a great ransom for us?
重价买来的。
We were bought through a great price.
主用他的魂来赎我的魂。
Jesus redeemed our soul life with his own soul life.
宝血有最大的功效。
And precious blood has great power.
主为我们流血。
The Lord shed his blood for us.
用他的魂来做赎价。
And used his soul life, he redeemed us.
这果效太大了。
And that is a great effect.
叫我们成为国民
，so that end result that we can become his people，
做父神的祭司
，and to be the Father's priests。
这地上的人民们都是一定是个国家的公民啊。
You know, everyone is a citizen of some country。
我们是美国公民。
Most of us are U.S. citizens。
公民就有公民权呢。
A citizen has its own rights。
保罗在腓立比书三章就用了最时髦的名字，叫 citizenship， 公民权。
Citizenship has its own privileges.
美国公民权什么？
What is the citizens' rights here?
平常不大想到这个事。
I rarely give a thought.
美国公民权很大呀。
We have great privilege as a U.S. citizen.
再过两年，我们要用最大的公民权。
We're gonna exercise that privilege 2 years from now again.
要选总统啊。
We can vote. We can elect our president.
今年总统我是不喜欢他。
He doesn't like the president.
我现在当然没有办法。
And you know, I have to endure you in your, during your term.
过两年我有个办法。
Just wait for 2 years.
我投你反对票。
I can vote for someone else.
起码是一点点的力量吧，对不对？
And, you know, just one vote, but still counts.
表明我不喜欢你。
I can vote against the candidate.
我也可以
就这么
一点力量想把你拉下来的。
I may have a little strength, but I may be able to pull you down.
那是公民权。
That's the privilege as a citizen.
对我来说，这个公民权没什么，没有什么感觉的。
To me, I'm not very attracted to this kind of right.
我最大的感觉，每年从外面从台湾回来的时候啊。
And every time when I return from Taiwan.
那个旅客很多啊。
And I saw so many travelers.
美国公民不一样了。
And then you see the difference if you're a citizen or not. 所
有的旅客排队。
You see all these travelers lined up.
排了好多行。
Long lines, many lines.
一个地方行。Citizen, 公民到这里来。
But then one worker will shout out and say, citizens, this line.
公民不多。
And you will notice that, relatively speaking, it's a shorter line.
美国对公民真的很客气啊。
And they really treat their own people quite well.
每次 citizen 那个一行。
And citizen has its own line.
有些他们给我讲 welcome home.
And sometimes they even greet us by saying,
欢迎回家了。
Welcome home.
有点我站在那里。我眼睛闭上了。
One time I stood there and I had my eyes closed.
他叫我的名字。
He called my name.
他说你睡着了。
He said, Are you falling asleep?
差一点。
I said, Almost.
他真是对很好。
They are really nice to me.
为什么？你这是公民，公民。
Why? Because I'm the citizen.
公民权。
I have rights.
很多的公民权。
I have many civil rights.
我们是天国的公民。
We are the citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
天国的公民权是什么？
And what are the privileges of heavenly citizens?
那不是地上任何的公民权能比的。
And that's not something the people of this world can compare.
罪的赦免是公民权。
And we, our sins are forgiven.
只有神的儿女能有脱罪的权利。
Only the children of God can say our sins are forgiven.
病的医治是公民权。
And also sickness are healed.
这点我不要去受引诱讲公民权，一个聚会都讲公民权好了。
I'm not going to spend more time talking about the citizens' right of the country.
一直到主再来的时候。
But until the coming of the Lord.
我们看见主。卑贱的身体改变形状了。
One day our body will be transfigured.
可他荣耀的身体像是。
Will be changed just like his glorious body.
身体改变就是公民权。
You know, that is the right of the heavenly citizen, that our body will be transformed one day.
没有一个人靠自己的敬虔能改变身体的。
And no one can change their own body through their own reverence.
所有神的儿女都改变了。
But at that time, all the children of God's bodies will be changed.
这是我们的权利。
That is our right.
主就把它做好了。
That's something God has done. Jesus has done.
到了时候就应验在我们身上。
And you will be fulfilled when that time comes.
我们的公民权太大了。
We have such a wonderful and great citizen.
宝血买来公民权。
And as purchased all through his blood.
叫我们成为公民。
Now we can become citizens.
我们是天上的公民啊。
We are the heavenly citizens. Citizens of the heavenly kingdom.
又成为祭司。
And we're also his priests.
祭司还不重在他能做什么。
And the point of being a priest is not to do
something. 最宝贵的是祭司侍立在神面前。
But the fact that we can stand in his presence.
在神面前站这个最清净的地位上。
We can be so close to God now.
享受神的最大福分。
We can enjoy His greatest blessing.
这是子的工作。
And that is the work of the Son God.
然后讲圣灵的工作。
And then the third part is the work of the Holy Spirit.
保罗说父子圣灵三方面来讲永远计划。
And then Paul talked about God's eternal plan through the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
你们听了福音。
You have heard the gospel,
就是叫你们得救的道
and the word that make you believe,
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记
Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promise of the Holy Spirit.
当我们信主得救那个时候
the moment when we believed him,
圣灵进入我们里面了。
His Holy Spirit entered into us.
圣灵成为应许的圣灵。
And that is the promised Holy Spirit.
应许的圣灵为印记。
And that becomes a seal on us.
什么叫圣灵应许？应许圣灵为印记。
What does it mean by mark us with a seal?
为什么称圣灵为应许圣灵？
Why do we call the Holy Spirit the promised Holy Spirit?
应许圣灵，当初应许给亚伯拉罕和他的儿女的。
Because that spirit was promised to Abraham and his descendants.
论福，我把大福赐给你。
God promised to Abraham that I will greatly bless you.
到加拉太第三章。
In Galatians chapter 3.
保罗就那么准确地讲了亚伯拉罕的福是什么福。
Paul accurately described who is the father of Abraham.
加拉太三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
这叫亚伯拉罕的福分。
Says the blessings of Abraham.
因着基督耶稣就临到外邦人。
Have come upon Gentiles through Jesus Christ.
叫我们得着所应许的圣灵。
So that we can receive the promise, the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵没有福分。
Outside of Holy Spirit, there's no blessings.
亚伯拉罕太了不起了。
Abraham was a great character.
神把圣灵这么大的位神，因着亚伯拉罕赐下来。
And because of him, God pours down Himself the greatest blessing.
当初应许给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙。
When God promised Abraham and his descendants.
我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We all are his descendants.
我们真的明白了。
Do we understand that?
当我们要得到圣灵浇灌的时候，很有信心了。
So if we do, then we have faith when we wait on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵浇灌不是苦苦的求的。
We don't have to beg for the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
在于明白真理。
If you understand the truth.
在于里面的信心。
And you believe.
用信来领受。
So that you can receive it through faith.
这个赐给亚伯拉罕和他的子孙的。
Because this blessing is being given to Abraham and his children.
两千年教会一直在领受是应许圣灵。
For over 2,000 years, church is receiving continually promised the Holy Spirit.
应许圣灵为印记。
This promise of the Holy Spirit is like a seal marked on us.
我们在以弗所书特别讲到应许圣灵。
In Ephesians, talk about the promise of the Holy Spirit.
为印记。
That's like a seal on us.
因为这保罗讲这个话有他的一个背景了。
And Paul says this with a background.
以弗所在那个时候。
And during that time, the city
Ephesus 是一个出产木材的一个城市。
And it's a city that produces woods.
很有名的出。
Lumbers.
很有名出产木。出产木木材的。
They are famous for producing lumber.
多少的商人呢
？There are many merchants.
多少的公司啊
？And many manufacturers.
都到山上去砍木头。
They all went up to the mountains to chop down woods.
把木头砍下来了。
Once they chop down the woods,
丢在河里面了，河把它一直流到下面去。
And they will throw the woods in the river.
那么把它丢在河里之前呢
？And before they throw all the chopped down woods into the river,
每一个公司都要在他们的木材上。打上他们公司的印记。
Every company will seal on their each wood before they throw into the water.
下面接收的时候。
So when all the woods flew down to the bottom of the river.
每一公司都按照他们的印记来收他们的木材。
Then you collect through sorting out according to the seals.
所以保罗特别说应许的圣灵。
So that's why Paul says the promised seal.
将来主来的时候
so one day when Jesus
就根据我们身上的圣灵认我们
He will recognize according to the Holy Spirit on us
应许圣灵
The promised Holy Spirit
为印记
It's like a seal on us
那么印记啊我们从前讲过、啊、
And we talked about this before
我们这还要讲
I want to repeat it again
印记每次印记讲到两件事
Seal talks about two things
一件事形象
One is the image.
我打上个印。
When you stamp a seal.
印的本身。
Whatever is on the seal itself.
和那个印记是完全一样的。
It will match whatever it's on the surface of the things you press.
差一点就不是印记了，对不对
？And it has to be completely the same.
所以印记第一，宣告形象。
First, it proclaim the image.
第二件事，印记宣告主权。
Secondly, ownership.
我这本书里面我打上个印记。
If I sealed my Bible, mark seal on my Bible,
这告诉你们这本书是我的。
That tells people that this is mine.
什么东西里面有我的印记？
Whatever matter has my seal.
就是宣告这个东西是我的。
It means that thing is mine.
宣告主权。
I proclaim my ownership.
圣灵在我们身上打上印记。
So when Holy Spirit mark on us with a seal.
主把他的生命和形象给了我们。
That means Jesus has given us his life and image.
主也在我们身上宣告绝对主权。
Also, he's claiming that he has absolute lordship.
我们完全属于主的。
We belong to him completely.
应许圣灵为印记。
Therefore, he marks us with a seal, the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。圣经旁边有小字。
And the word Holy Spirit, there's a little footnote.
也可以翻作值。
It can also be called deposit.
只是担保。
It's like a guarantee.
是我们进荣耀的担保。
And that's the guarantee of us entering into glory one day.
这还有第三个解释啊，也可以翻作。
And the third.
预测 sample.
Third meaning is that we are the sample.
什么叫 sample?
What is the sample?
东西没有来。
For example, you want to order something.
先让我们预尝一点。
And the sample is like, let your foretaste.
现在我预尝的。
I taste it first.
将来要来的那个东西就是那么好。
And whatever it tastes like, the future real thing comes, it's going to be the same.
圣灵把将来在荣耀里面预尝的一点点。
So what Holy Spirit does is for us to foretaste what the eternal glory will be like.
就我们预尝的那么一点。
So we can taste a little bit first.
预尝一点呢。
And when we taste a little bit.
在我们这里的经历就是忍受不住的力量了。
Sometimes just taste a little bit, we can't stand it anymore.
很大的经历了。
It's a great experience.
我们一首诗歌。
There's a hymn says.
叫前尝次全于地。
That we just foretaste a little bit on earth.
就必尝饮于天。
Knowing that one day we'll have a huge gobble down.
那里主爱之扩展。
Where God's love will be expanding without limitation. 犹如
海洋涌溢啊。
Be just like the ocean.
今天我预尝一点。
And today what I do is just taste a little bit.
圣灵预尝这么一点叫我们受不了。
And even that little taste, we can even handle it.
大福分啊。
That's a great blessing.
父子圣灵。
That is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
来说到这个永远的计划。
And talks about the eternal plan of God.
太初有道。
In the beginning, there was word.
太初的时候，神所有的永远计划。
And this is the plan of God in the very beginning.
然后从时间里面来看神的计划。
And through time, we can observe his plan.
创世纪一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 talks about.
摩西写圣经。
Moses wrote that book.
第一章第一节。
First chapter, first verse.
用了只有起初。
Says in the beginning.
他加了一个冠词。
There is a preposition.
Article.
No, article.
冠词。
Article.
第一 beginning, the beginning.
In the beginning.
约翰福音一章第一节。
John chapter 1 verse 1.
没有这个 article.
You don't see the article there.
没有冠词。
There's no article there.
In beginning. 差别太大了。
There's a great difference.
所以 in the beginning 加上个冠词。
In the beginning in Genesis.
那是说到时间开始了。
It talks about that it's the beginning of time.
没有冠词。
When there's no article,
那说到时间以前。
That means it's before time started.
在永远的里面。
That was in eternity.
大家明白这话吗？
Do you understand that?
加了冠词，时间开始了。
When there's article the, means that's the starting of time.
摩西创世纪一章第一节，开始时间了。
Rose chapter 1. Verse 1 of Genesis,
时间做什么？
That's the beginning of time.
时间就是来完成主的工作。
Time started because God has started his work.
神用时间来完成工作。
God completed his work in time.
所以摩西写了一篇诗篇，就诗篇九十篇。
And Moses wrote in Psalms 90.
说了句伟大的话。
He said something so great.
从永远到永远。 你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
他把永远分成两个。
It's like he divided time into two eternities.
永远嘛，只有一个永远的。
There's only one eternity.
没有开始，没有末了，就
永远。There should be no beginning nor the end.
摩西把它分成两个。
But Moses is dividing to two.
为什么把永远分成两个？
Why did he do that?
当中插进去时间了。
Because he needs to put time in between.
时间在两个永远当中。
Time is in the middle of both eternities.
就把永远分成两个了。
And divided eternity therefore.
时间之前的永远。
And there's a time before time.
时间之后的永远。
There's eternity before time and there's eternity after time.
时间以前的永远
and eternity prior to time
一千万有还没有被造
that was before the creation of all things
只有三而一的神
there was no one but the triune God
二神有他的永远计划
triune God has his plan
第一件事就是来创造
first thing is to create
到时间开始了
then time started
时间完成神的计划
and through time God completed his plan
有一天时间结束了
one day the time will end
神的计划完成了
and that is at the completion of God's plan
教会就被建造成功了
and that's the time when church is completely edified
启示录就宣告再没有时间了
and that's why in the book of Revelation it says there's no more time
时间结束了
the time has come to an end
另外一个永远开始了
and that's the beginning of the other eternity
世界里面只有教会神的儿女和主一同进第二个永远
only church and God enter into eternity together
我常常想到那个时候可能神给我们写第二本圣经了
sometimes I wonder if God will give us another Bible in that second eternity
不会到了在荣耀里面一天到晚赞美主，赞美主，不做别的事，站着一直赞美主。
It's just not likely we're doing nothing but worshiping God, praising God the entire second eternity.
神是做事的神啊。
Because our God is the God that likes to work.
这是我这么猜的，到那个时候。
That's just my personal guess.
神要写第二本圣经了。
My total guess.
不一定，不一定真的，可能真的。
That is not true. Okay, it might be true. But...
在时间的里面
in the time
神创造天地
God created heaven and earth
摩西写开工作开始了
and Moses described the starting of the work
神起初神创造天地
it says in the beginning God created heaven and earth
摩西这个神字用的非常好的一个字
such a wonderful word he used God
这里神叫 Elohim
Elohim is the word that Moses used.
为什么叫神叫做 Elohim?
Why did he refer God as Elohim?
Elohim 这个字翻成中文呢
In Chinese, it means
大能者启示约束自己
The Almighty One swear to discipline and control himself.
启示约束自己
He swear and he
下面整本圣经
control himself, confine himself.
整本圣经神应许多少事
And then there are so many things promised in the Bible.
到了末了
At the end of the Bible,
新耶路撒冷要出现
The appearing of the New Jerusalem.
多伟大的计划
That is a great plan.
有一天神若是他的应许他不兑现
Imagine if God does not keep his word.
新耶路撒冷不出现
And then New Jerusalem does not come out.
我们有没有什么办法
Is there anything we can do about that?
我们对神什么办法也没有。
What can we do about that?
我们对神也没办法。
Can we do anything to God about that?
没有办法。
Nothing.
创世纪一章第一节。
And in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
摩西开始写圣经。
When Moses started writing the book.
他第一次用了神字。
And this first time he used the word Elohim.
Elohim.
God.
神用他的誓言约束自己。
Through his own promises.God confined himself.
他的应许都要兑现。
So that all his promises have to fulfill.
末了要出现的一定出现。
Whatever he promised will appear at the end, it will show up.
神启示，所以圣经是本约书。
Because God promised, therefore Bible is a covenant.
神和人立约。
It's a covenant between God and man.
所以他讲的话都要兑现。
Whatever God said has to be fulfilled.
第一章第一节头一个字叫做 Elohim。
And the first word in the chapter 1 is Elohim.
神启示约束自己。
That God swore and confine himself. That gave us the faith to read the whole book from beginning to the end. Because every word he promised will be fulfilled.
每一句话都要应验的.
Every word will be fulfilled.
摩西写了一句大话.
And Moses wrote a great statement.
摩西太了不起的人.
He was indeed a great character.
摩西写圣经的时候没有参考东西的.
You know, there is no reference material when he wrote the Bible.
摩西之前没人写圣经.
Because nobody else wrote the Bible prior to him.
他写的圣经每一个字放在哪里, 都这么大的讲究的.
But every word he chose is a great matter.
时间的里面，神要完成他的永远计划。
And in time, in the confinement of time, God will complete His eternal plan.
到启示录看见时间末了了。
And you see in the book of Revelation, that's the end of the time.
启示录第十章主耶稣的显现。
And you see the appearance of Jesus Christ in Revelation. And he was robed in cloud.
云彩说出天的美丽。
And a rainbow above his head.
头上有红。
It speaks of the beauty, his heavenly beauty.
红说到神的信实。
And the rainbow speaks of his faithfulness.
脸像日头。
And then his face was like the sun.
脸面是神的荣耀。
And that speaks of the glory of God.
两个脚像火柱。
And his legs were like fiery pillars.
主宰地上的行动。 没有人可以对抗。
That means no one can resist the movement of God on earth.
他手中拿着么小书卷。
And he was holding a little scroll.
那是圣经。
That's the Bible.
大声呼叫。
And then he cried out loud.
神的奥秘成全了。
He said, God's mystery is fulfilled.
主得胜。
And the Lord has overcome.
神的话得胜。
And the word of come. The word of God has overcome.
神的话都要成全。
And what said the Bible will be completed.
神把圣经交给我们了。
And God has given to us his word.
宣告时间结束了。
And he announced the end of time has arrived.
再没有时间了。
There's no more time.
地上成了国主基督的国了。
And the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ.
先最末了。
At the end of time, the kingdom of Christ will appear.
时间的末了，神永远计划完成了。
And that's time when God's plan is completed.
主耶稣宣告。
And Jesus proclaimed that.
我们今天四次聚会，不仅要看见。
And these 4 days meetings.
我们更要遇见这位荣耀的主。
We not only need to have revelation, we need to encounter the glorious Lord. To be filled by His Holy Spirit.
主的荣耀充满我们全人。
Let the Holy Spirit fill our whole being.
主真的得着我。
So that the Lord can truly get hold of us.
我也真的得着主。
And I also get hold of the Lord.
这是我们四天聚会的目的。
This should be the purpose of our conference.
今天晚上我们停在这里。
Our meeting ends here tonight.
我们再来唱诗歌 537首。
That's singing hymn 537.
我们请诗班来带我们来。
Can we have the choir come up to lead us?
小心。
Oh, 感谢你
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你向我们说话
For you have spoken to us tonight.
开我们的眼睛
You have opened our eyes.
让我们认识你永远的计划
So that we can come to know your eternal plan.
我们永远要吸气我们浸在其中有份
Or we'll always be amazed at the fact we have a part of it.
你是永远的爱爱了我们
For you have loved us with an everlasting love.
在创世以前在基督里就拣选了我们
And you have chosen before the creation of this world.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
我们如今是锡安的子民。
Now we can say we are the people of Zion.
我们充满了喜乐。
And we are full of joy.
充满了盼望。
Full of hope.
主这几天把一个更深的渴慕赐给我们。
Oh, Lord, give to us a deeper desire these days.
我们渴望与你相会。
We desire to meet with you.
我们渴望更多被你来充满。
We desire to be filled by you even more.
主啊，祝福你的家，祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church, bless your house.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.